Life is a jungle, the jungle is hell. Hell, what the hell? Darius Bell. Life is a jungle, the jungle is hell. The jungle is hell. The jungle is hell. Life is a jungle, the jungle is hell. The jungle is hell. The jungle is hell. Hell. Now you arrived in the jungle. I hope you survive in the jungle. Better get life in the jungle. I hope you don't die in the jungle. Might just give birth in the jungle. Why? Cause the jungle is hell.
Hey, life is a jungle.
And the jungle is hell.
What's good, my guy?
You know I'm popping off with a dad joke.
Popping off with a dad joke. Come on with it.
So, actually, I got a question. Did you know the first French fries was not made in France?
I didn't.
Guess where they was made?
Where?
In Greece. Oh, okay. Man, get better and better, huh?
Okay, yeah. Hey, I like that one. I like that one, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. My mom had a good time in that last episode.
Oh, she did?
The one we did, one back to back.
Oh, yeah. We gotta make sure we take care of mama. Hey, mama.
Hey, mama, how you doing? But yeah, man, we got a good ass episode today, man.
We do, man.
You know, sometimes we do shit and we like, all right, it might be a week or so, or mm-hmm. maybe like, I think this one got to come out like fast. God damn it.
Oh yeah,
like fast.
Drop it tomorrow.
Shit, maybe.
Vote and I seconded it.
Second. Hey, I'm with it. We're talking all this bullshit.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, introduce. We got a special guest.
We have a viral couple on today. And man, to other podcasters that listen to us, just reach out to people because you never know who will respond. And they responded to us, and we appreciate them. But we have a viral couple on today, Z and Lo. Their Instagram handle is @Lolo_TheNinja. A viral couple on today. We're going to take you out of the particulars, and then we're going to tell you why they viral as soon as we're done with the particulars. But let's get our signature out the way.
Explain the particulars. Hey, Siach is the degree to which your cologne or perfume lingers in the air. So when somebody walk past you and then they gone, but they scent is still there. Mm-hmm. That's called a Siach. All right, the Siach for the biatches. And there's a word for it. Look, it's crazy because I did not know that word before the podcast started. My brother was like, "You Siach." I said, "What the fuck is a Siach?" He explained it to me, and boom, thus was born the Siach mm-hmm. of the day. Because we like to smell good, we like to look good, you know what I'm saying? So we always got some good shit. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, Brother Mel, what is your Siach of the day?
Man, well, today was a beautiful day outside, and I felt like shitting on niggas.
You feel like shitting on niggas. Okay.
I did.
I wore the banger.
I wore the Kanga Kangs today.
Oh, shit. What's the Kanga Kangs?
You knew the King of Kangs.
I know the Kanga Kangs.
The Kanga Kangs, King of Kangs.
Yeah.
Can't get the shit out.
All that shit.
Aventus by Creed. Oh, man. Just a very nice fragrance. A beautiful, beautiful pineapple balm. I actually got a funny story with it today. So I bought a green pineapple for the first time. Brought it home. My mama was like, oh, that shit ain't ripe. Now I got to wait till it get ripe. This was like 3 days ago, y'all. So cool. So I wore Aventus today. I walked downstairs. My mama walked upstairs and she said, ooh, that pineapple ripe. I can smell it. Well, mom, I'm actually wearing the King of Kings today. That's what you smell. She's
yeah.
like, she's all thinking my damn pineapple red. That's why I came upstairs for the cut it because I started smelling it. So if you want to just fill up your whole house with a fragrance, if you want to make a statement, Aventus is an amazing fragrance. But what I will say about it, I actually think Aventus is more for men wearing it to impress other men.
Yeah.
I don't really get a lot of women compliments off of Aventus. I get men saying, oh, you got the good stuff on today. You got Aventus on today. So
that's fair. Hey, that is really fair. And it's like, I don't think I ever got a compliment from a woman wearing I have. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it ain't common.
Yeah, it's normally like men that'll be like, you have on Aventus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Heavy on the pineapple, man. Yep. Straight in the opening, man. So,
super citrusy, guys. Super sweet, too. It does have some vanilla in there, some musk up in there. And, you know, we moving fast, guys, and I apologize about that, but we didn't even let, we introduced the guests, but they didn't even let them say, hey.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Yo, how are you guys?
What's up?
But with that, we wanted to bring our guest in on our CIs of the day. So what are you guys wearing today, or what's your favorite scent?
My favorite scent is a Mercedes-Benz cologne. And I'm not going to lie, it's funny. I didn't know what that smell was called when people walked by. Because I remember being in third grade, and I realized at a young age to hold your breath after people walk by you. But it's called Sion. So it's nice to know that there's some dope pineapple flavors out there that can create that aroma.
Which Mercedes-Benz do you have on? Do you know the name of it? Because one of my signature scent, favorite scents, is actually made by Mercedes. It's called Mercedes Club Black. It looked like one of the key fobs, and it's like a orange tint to it. You can see through the side of it. It's very vanilla.
Mine's chrome.
Oh, the chrome is nice too.
The one, so the one I have, I don't remember the exact name, but I know it's in the chrome, like similar thing. Looks like a key fob. Yep. That thing stands up, and that's my signature scent right there.
There we go. That's a nice one right there. What about you, Z?
No, I gotta wear that Daisy.
Okay, Mark.
I don't know what the brand is called.
Mark Jacobs. Mark Jacobs.
Like a flower.
Mm-hmm.
This smells beautiful.
Yeah, yes, you do.
You better hype your lady up, bro.
Come on now, you gotta do it.
Look, whenever my girl smell good, I'm like, well, what you got on, girl? Shit,
come on,
look,
baby. Look, do some.
Look, shit, that's that come jump on look, me. Look.
That's fine and dandy when y'all going somewhere together, but do you ever spray your good stuff on and you leaving the house by yourself and she asks you where you going?
Every morning.
Hey, for real though.
You better spray that cheap shit on. You gotta put some curve on, some bod, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm switching to all of it. For me, if I'm gonna walk into a setting, especially as a black man, I wanna make sure that I feel my best at all times throughout it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look good. Smell good.
Wear cheap shit when you walking out the
house. Hey, for me, I think my girl didn't got used to it. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like the attire that I put on. You see, right now I got on like a sweatshirt. She's like, all right, you going outside. But if I throw on like a blazer and like a nice shirt on, he said, where you going with your little hoochie daddy clothes on? Trying to impress some people.
Trying to look like you could pay a tuition out here.
And don't let me walk out the house with no gray sweatpants on.
You know, man, that's so real, man. Actually, whenever I'm coming to hang out with you, I try my hardest to dress down because I don't want to answer questions of, where you going?
Just with Darius, baby. When I come down the stairs, I walk very gingerly. I'd be like, just kind of like peep around the corner just so she can see half the outfit. I got to show her the outfit in sections. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, shit, here this nigga go. Where you going? Mm-hmm. I feel like if I wear some waggedy shit, she don't even ask me where I'm going. She'd be like, oh, have a good time.
No, right.
But last night,
as soon as you step out with a little bit of nice clothes, you're like, wait, what you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I wear my chains over here. I'm looking at your chain. I want my chains over here. What you put your chains on for today?
Yeah, for real. You can't put your chains on. Look at this bullshit.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump into the bullshit, man.
Let me
so,
get my CIs. Hold on, let me get my CIs. Can I get a CIs?
How dare I? Darius, what is your CIs of the day?
Man, look, I got a new banger, man. Mm-hmm. I got a new banger, man. I got on Meander, and that's from the house of I'm Waj.
Mm-hmm.
I know I butchered the name last time, but I said a Mooj or some shit like that.
Had to go to YouTube.
I'm Waj. It is beautiful, man. Actually, it's a unisex scent, and it's like perfectly unisex. It ain't masculine, it ain't feminine. It's perfectly down the middle, man. It's powdery, it's woody, it's got some freshness under it, you know what I'm saying? And it's got, hey, what's crazy is, And I picked up this scent. Like, this motherfucker smell like carrots. It's got carrot seed in the top note.
So, there we go.
So it's got some carrot shit on the top of it. It's got some, I think it got some saffron in it. I know it has iris in it, and I smelled that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's perfect, actually, man. It's a perfect scent. The longevity is good. It smells beautiful, man. It's a perfect scent.
You look like you about to cry talking about this scent.
I know, right?
This is like one of those, I got married on this scent. Yeah.
Hey, it was in my soul. And I'm going to tell y'all why. Because I got these decants from a guy, and he sold me three decants. He sold me Boundless, he sold me Overture, and he sold me Meander. And I tried the other two. And while I do love those other two, they just a bit harsh.
Mm.
A bit harsh. It definitely ain't no sexy scent. It's like, It would be more so to get compliments from other guys, really. Yeah. Like, brother, you smell good. I would wear Overture to a business meeting because them motherfuckers mm-hmm. know you mean business. You coming out with that strong shit. Like, this nigga been beat up the whole room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this nigga fucking my nose up. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So Overture is definitely a man scent. So, yeah.
I'm going to have to check out this scent, man, because something that I have been telling people is I use carrot oil in my hair because it smells so fucking good. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time I heard of a scent with carrot seed in it.
Yeah, it's a banger. It's a banger, man. So
now I can go?
Now you can go. I just keep my CI, y'all. Now that's all. Now we can talk about the bullshit. This is a bullshitting ass podcast. I just want to let y'all know. I don't know if y'all listen yet, but hopefully y'all can mm-hmm. listen to an episode or two. Hopefully y'all at least listen to your own episode. It's going to be some bullshit. This is a bullshit episode because the way y'all went viral.
I know, right?
It was some bullshit.
But
man, I was on y'all side. But let's go ahead.
We have a viral couple. You say go to me, DJ D. Drop that clip.
Drop the clip. So we gonna start off with the clip of how y'all went viral. A lot mm-hmm. of people know this shit. Just listen straight how it goes. Let's see. Load it up, and I'm gonna press play.
So we both pay bills, but he pays for all of them. Because my check direct deposits into his account, so he can like have all the money in one place, and we can save and stuff. And he like has investment I invest our money into. He gives me an allowance of $100 a week. Like if I need more, I can ask for more. But you know, normally it's just like $100 a week, like food and like random stuff I want to buy. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We both pay for stuff, but you know, he handles all the money as the man should.
Bang.
As the man should.
I had to poke my chest out on that last part.
As the man should. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so y'all went viral off that clip, man. And it was fun to see the conversations that were sparked from that.
Yeah.
It's because it's wild. It went all different types of ways, mm-hmm. all different kinds yeah. of ways.
Right.
They question your sanity, Z.
It's like, look, they basically was like, bitch, blink if you in trouble.
Yo, I got so many DMs, you stupid bitch. I'm like, damn.
You know what's wild?
You don't even know, yeah, bitch.
You know what's wild to me? It's like, okay, I can see that video. And I comment on so much shit online, but I comment. I would never think to go into somebody's DMs and be like, die, motherfucker. I hate you.
Yo, it was ruthless.
For a minute video, that whole thing, it's like 45-second video, nigga? Damn. Yeah.
I was reading the comment. I'm like, damn, am I stupid? Shit.
Hey, for real. Hey, the internet is a violent place.
It is.
You know, when people just be like, they always say, like, people are naturally nice. I think the internet brings out the worst in everybody, goddamn it.
I think TikTok more recently has been, like, if you read the comments on TikTok, like, people just be saying the first thing that comes to their mind recently, where it's like,
well, there's no consequences to it.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Because yesterday I posted that LeBron was a better scorer than Kobe. And mm-hmm. I got caught all type of fat, ugly, dumbass, bitch ass, stupid ass, stinking ass, non-basketball playing ass.
But if you would have said that in the barbershop, like, though, it would have been a real pleasant disagreement.
Yeah.
Excuse me, brother. Yeah, I would like to debate your point.
You would never say that to my face or mm-hmm. anybody's face for that matter, because y'all ain't about that. But let's talk about y'all's situation.
And
let's,
hold on one second. Before Z and Logo, what's your first impression of that?
My first impression of it was whatever works for your household works for your mm-hmm. household, and you do it how you're supposed to be done. My thing was I did feel like it was a little chauvinistic when he was like, he gives me an allowance. I'm like, hold on, now you ain't finna give me no allowance of my goddamn money. No. Hey, my man, you can handle the finances, but the allowance, she got me fucked up. So they're like, you know. But then she did say, if I could, I could ask for more and I mm-hmm. can get more. So that kind of like smoothed over just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I ain't no kid, so I did feel like, you know what I'm saying, it was like at that point when he was like, you give me an allowance. If you said that it directly deposited to your account, I have been in a relationship where both of our shit got direct deposited to the same account. Mm-hmm. I don't know about her account or his account. It was just a joint account. And then we divvied up bills. And then whatever was left, you know what I'm saying, we it was just in that account, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know, you might have like a couple hundred dollars go to another account, but the main bulk of it went to there right here, and it was cool.
My first impression, I didn't see nothing wrong. I'm 100%. We talked about, we had a previous episode, so many episodes ago, yeah, where we talked about this certain topic. My only thing is just the wording. Yeah. Some of the wording kind of threw me off, you know what I'm saying? Saying that, oh, well, he gives me an allowance. It's like, I'm like Darius. Yeah. An allowance, I wouldn't say that, but it's totally normal to set a fucking budget. Say, hey, I'm only going to spend $100 on miscellaneous shit. Yeah. That's normal as hell.
Yeah. I promise you, if you would have said, he gives me a budget, well, we have a budget set for me to spend $100.
Keyword allowance, man.
When you said allowance, I was like, oh shit.
Like, that means he allows me to have.
But look though, at the same time, and my, you know, people call me misogynistic sometimes, and I be, you know, I play into it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, you go, brother. You set her ass an allowance. Hey. You know, shit. You let her
draw that line in the sand, brother.
Yes, sir. Do it, brother.
I was getting so many DM city boys up on that.
Hey. I'm surprised black women ain't put a hit out on your head though. Cause,
man, I'm pretty sure some of them did. One girl said that I was a wicked man. I had somebody told me today, that if you check Z's page, that you can tell that I'm an abuser, but she's okay with it. Yeah, I'm like, y'all.
You look healthy to me, Z.
Off of a 15-second story, it got a whole story about who we are.
Come on, I can Tina Turner. Let's do it.
So y'all hear our first impressions of it. And actually, I have a little bit more impressions, but I'm gonna wait until we talk about y'all relationship. So tell us about y'all relationship. Tell us about the video and just talk to us. Let us know who you guys are so we can talk some shit about y'all.
I'm dead.
y'all.
So, the video in itself, we went viral originally from a separate video where we said, you know, we've actually been 3 years abstinent. We haven't kissed in a year because we're getting married in 125 days. We're waiting for marriage.
Somebody commented on that video. That sound crazier than the goddamn allowance shit. But go ahead. God damn.
But yeah,
I was confused. Yeah.
Shit.
Y'all live together too, though, right?
Yeah, we live together as well.
Yep. Okay, but go ahead. Can finish. My bad.
No. So all that happened. So somebody commented on that video. Who pays all the bills?
And let me tell you, this man was about to pick up the phone. This is how we split the bills. And somebody was going to comment, oh my God, you do 50-50. He could have picked up the phone and said anything. Somebody was going to have some negative to say no matter what.
Yep.
And I said, well, I'm going to give the people what they want.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, so y'all was trolling.
I'm going to give the people what
they
want.
There we go.
Y'all was trolling this whole goddamn time.
They wanted chaos. I gave them chaos.
That's what I'm talking about, chaos. It.
Choose violence every time.
Choose violence.
Please. I chose violence. And I said, hey, babe, whole time I'm talking, just look at me silent.
Yeah, I was getting so many messages. Like, people would say that I look evil and everything. No. And they hate my smug smile and everything like that.
You did but have like, that smile. Like, you had a smile and they're like, yeah. Hey, I got to get over here.
Hey. Hey, you know what's wild though is that the way you talking right now was a little different, but you, I don't know, you kind of like propped it up when you were saying, when he was like, I just pay on, I give him the money and he gives me an allowance, and he was like, but now you like, shit, what up, niggas? I'm like, all right, so yeah, you gave the people what they wanted, and that is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
That is beautiful.
I will say this, I'm proud of my mind.
Yeah.
Because I thought about that in about 4 or 5 seconds.
No, she really did predict virality on that one.
But honestly, I thought, here's the thing. On TikTok, people in the comments were like, oh, she trolling. Oh, she being sarcastic. Oh, look at that other video. She joking, clearly. Right. And people on TikTok knew what I meant. But once it left TikTok, it was like a fire.
Yeah.
And that's, nobody called me no stupid bitch on TikTok, but on Instagram, oh, yeah, I was a stupid bitch on Instagram.
For real, for real. For real, when I got to the shade room, that's when Mark Braxton commented on it and everything. Like, that's when it started really going crazy. People were like, oh, shoot. Toxic.
You know, so we know you guys are trolling now. But you know what's funny to me is, like you said, people calling me stupid bitches. Like, to anybody that's listening who calls somebody a stupid bitch in this situation, like, what's your point for Z to be like, you know what? I am a stupid bitch.
I thought I was a stupid bitch.
Look, and you, don't convince me. And you made it up. You like, shit, I was playing, but am I really a stupid bitch? Like, that shit crazy.
Part, you know, one of the crazy points as well, like a year prior, I was actually sending, I was the one who had set allowance. Like, I was sending, get my paycheck, and I was.
You would send it all to me.
I would.
That like, was the whole kill.
Say I was getting $600 a week, I would send her $475 per week, and then I would receive the rest of it at my allowance.
You know what this sound like
so
to me?
So it's kind of crazy. Like, do you guys think, like, that would have gotten as much traction if we even said it?
From a different community, but yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have been, you'd have been a simp.
Have you ever seen City Girls up.
And you a simp.
Yeah, for real.
All the Kevin Hart fan club would have been on your ass.
Mm-hmm. Straight ass. Like, for real. Yeah, that would have been equally as funny.
Hearing this, all I could think is that comment video. Uh-huh. And this bitch did the crime.
The queen pin. Hey, for real though, but see, the thing is that no matter what you post online, everybody got a fucking comment to say something mm-hmm. about it. Like, have you ever seen like the post? It'd be like, well, I made $500 and I gave my girlfriend $495. What does that make me? What am I? And you see those posts all the time, and somebody be like a dumbass, jackass,
king.
But at the end of the day, man. People just be online saying any fucking thing they yep. feel like they want to say to you.
Straight
and
up.
that is, I think, the beautiful thing about social media is that we get to reach out and keep in touch with our friends and to make new friends that mm-hmm. we otherwise would have never, I would have never met you motherfuckers in life.
I know what I'm saying.
Like, yeah. We never had y'all on the podcast, just a random motherfuckers. But now introduce us. But the real hateful thing is the people that talk shit about people online because yep. they know it has no consequences. And I think that's mm-hmm. the bigger message here. Fuck the paying bills and splitting bills. The bigger message is that you need to stop to like what I like when people. You ever seen a video where they dox motherfuckers?
Mm-hmm.
Where they be talking shit like yep. you have like the little racist kid be like, ah, you nigger, and they playing fucking
Call of Duty,
and they be like, all right. Billy Madison, stay on 427 lane, drive. You know, you drive a Honda, and they're like, hey. I feel like you should have that. You should be able to do that shit once a day to right. somebody. You should be able to do that shit once a day. Cause you pull up on the motherfucker, like let's say you're at McDonald's and you are getting the goddamn sandwich, and the motherfucker be like, "Oh yeah, you was the man that called me a stupid ass bitch, right?" I got like five niggas right here. I want to see him say it again.
say it right here.
I got my man's right here. Like, yeah.
Oh, man.
So, go ahead.
I have a story. It's off topic though. Keep going.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, how do y'all split bills? Because that's something that we talk mm-hmm. about a lot on here, man. How do y'all split bills? And we can give y'all insights into how we do yeah. things or how we view things. So.
Yeah. So basically, I cover a majority of like our rent or groceries and other expenses and my bills as well. She covers health and wellness. And
I cover the little bills. He cover the big bills. It's really, I feel like it's kind of split, like our paychecks.
But it's not, I don't think it's still for necessity. Like, if the life is broken into necessities, like mm-hmm. there's categories like health and wellness, living expenses, groceries, and everything like that, those are pretty much split down the line. But like you were saying, according to our paychecks. So it's both equally valued to make our, you know, our little family work.
Yeah.
What is health and wellness?
So he's going to be paying more. Of course, but it's still not like 50-50. Does that make sense?
I think 50-50 is the stupidest shit in the world. Not y'all situation. No. What I'm saying is that everybody always say 50-50 because that's how their little minds think. But it's just like, yeah. if I make way more than you, of course I'll pay more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. If the I make word less, 50-50 bugs me. Yeah, like, it yeah. irritates me hearing yeah. that word.
As if you're sitting there like, all right, well, you get paid. The light bill is $148.50. I need you to come up with $74.25. Yeah. Like,
you only get paid $350 per week. And you got other bills on top of that. Like,
imagine walking to your girl and being like, well, your check was $700, the rent was $6, your part of light bill is $100, the car insurance was this. Right now, baby, you are -$75, but don't worry, we'll tack it onto your next check. But there is a 0.7% interest right. to that.
Right.
And you was actually in the red from the last. No.
Right.
Matter of fact, you ain't sent me the 50 cents. Yeah.
Yeah. So So I just think really people just got to mind. Mm-hmm. First off, mind their own goddamn business.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you got to do what works best for you, man. You really got to do what works best for you. It's like, and I do feel like I don't like the whole argument. So here's another argument that people say is that a man should pay all the goddamn bills.
Mm.
I hate that shit. I love that shit. I hate that shit. Well, then
let's talk about you, little misandrist.
Let me tell you, get out of here. Let me tell you why I hate that shit. I'm gonna tell you why I hate that shit. It's because women have been fighting for equality for all these goddamn years, and I feel like
Hey, really?
Hey, look. This is a theory of mine. All right, this is the small theory of mine. Women are responsible for most of the inflation. Anybody? Somebody?
You gotta keep going.
Women are responsible for most of the inflation. Before women wanted to get jobs and have equality and go out and do all that shit and join the workforce, you could single-handedly pay for a house with a regular ass job. Now that women are making more money, the housing market has doubled. So now women can't stay home and be with the kids like they used to be because they say, I don't want to stay at home with the kids. I want to go out and work. And now, you, as a result, you must pay $1,200 to $1,600 a month and child care because mom ain't staying at home. Somebody else got to stay and take care of your kid. And the housing prices have doubled to the point to where you cannot afford to have a mortgage on your own house and pay all the bills by yourself unless you're making a substantial amount of income. I know I make pretty nice. I know you make pretty nice. I could pay all the bills by myself. But at the same time, if I had a little help from you motherfuckers that wanted a job and you wanted to be equal, then we could both save money.
I think there is some reality in what you're saying. I'm not going to agree with your theory 100%, but the reality is one of the causes of inflation is more money being in people's hands. That just is what it is because people have more to spend. So once the market realizes that there's more to spend, they can raise prices because it won't affect the market. That's just like right now you see a lot of businesses raising prices and then they'll say, well, it's inflation. That's why we have to raise. But they made literally record profits this year. Like this year has broken a record in the amount of profits they've made, but record inflation as well. So there's a difference. Like inflation, true inflations mean we're just keeping up to produce. Like we have to go up 10 cent because production's raised 10 cent, but you went up 20 cent. Production went up 5 cents. You know what I'm saying? But we know you got more money in your pockets. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I mean, that's a we going too deep down that rabbit hole, man. Let's get to this abstinence. Y'all come in there. I thought me and him was just ranting. Y'all come in there.
No, I mean, I'm curious. What do you think? I mean, I don't like I agree, but I don't know if I 100% agree with your theory that. I don't know if women saying like women are a sole cause of inflation. Is that what, like, are you saying sole cause?
Not the sole cause, but what I'm saying is that they are part of the reason why inflate. That they're part of the reason why you can't.
He said we 80% of the reason.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. Y'all are part of the reason to why you cannot afford to have a house by yourself as a man or pay all the bills or the reason that mortgages are so much. As compared to what they used to be, I remember doing the numbers on this, like you know, how much the mortgage was as a percentage of the average pay for the year, and it was like you could afford it. Nowadays, if you do that, man, you're paying $1,200, $1,800 a month. Most people don't make that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's for a dual income household.
It's for a dual income household, but it used to be for a single income household,
right?
And the cause of that is because two parents start making money. So now you gotta, they're like, oh yeah, they got more money in the household, they can spend more money. So boom, $500 mortgage. My mom and dad's mortgage used to be like $300-something when I was younger. My mortgage is like $1,400. I mean,
let's go back to supply and demand just to make this, your argument simple. I'm helping your argument. I don't agree with my helping it, but to make your argument simple, I mean, look at it like this. Let's just say you working low, right? And me and my significant other, we working. And me and you both want a house. We see this house. Your income, you can only afford $100,000 of that house. Me and my dual income come in and say, well, we can afford two. Well, the next we get that house, the next house, you say, look, Z, you got to go to work. So you go to work, Z. Now, the next house, y'all can afford the $200,000. And then there's another person that says, well, damn, the only way I can keep up with this is by putting my wife to work. And then all the houses around say, well, shit, why am I just charging 100 when the other houses around me are going for two?
So what would be the solution then? I guess that's my...
Get
these women back barefoot and pregnant. I'm butchering.
Oh, shit. You said send them. Hey, man, say, hey, look, just for the record. Just for the record, Mel said send them back to the kitchen.
I'm butchering.
I don't think there's a solution.
That's the world we live in now.
That comes with my theory. Yeah. I don't think that's a solution. Nor am I against women empowerment. I think I think women
we're actually feminists.
We're feminists. I think women should get equal pay. I actually, and this goes against everything I be talking shit about. I actually think women are smarter than men. And most, like, if you think about all the dumbass niggas that was in class, like drooling on the paper, throwing spitballs, and like just doing stupid shit, fighting and shit. It was always guys. Rarely you would get a girl doing that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Girls would be attentive. Girls would be writing our papers for us. They were always smarter than us.
You ain't say nothing wrong yet.
Thank you.
I agree. Because I've made some dumb decisions, I think. And I do agree that whenever it comes to, like, kind of future thoughts now or even big decisions.
Yo, all the decisions got to go through me.
Somebody
got to keep this family.
Yeah.
The queen pin.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Let's talk about this 3 years abstinence now.
Hey, can I, before you go to.
Oh, what's up?
Can y'all discuss what kind of jobs y'all got? If y'all can discuss that.
I do marketing. I'm a copywriter and designer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, whatever kind of. So currently I work at Red Lion Steel, which is an e-commerce brand for home decor, but the love and passion that I have is for marketing and writing.
Okay. Gotcha. You, Z?
Oh, yeah, I'm at reception.
Okay, I got you.
Wait, reception? Mm-hmm. You work at hotels?
No.
I thought I was going to get on your brother list real quick, man. Put the brother list podcast down for them discounts.
Got you, man. That's dope, man. So, you want to talk about this?
I want to talk about this 3 years abstinence. Like, so, and you guys live together. How long have you been living together?
Four years.
Oh, four. So you guys didn't start off that way?
Oh, wait. Nah.
No, there was a year of
debauchery. A year of debauchery.
Right.
That house is impure.
A year of passion. Okay.
I love that.
He said it was crazy too, man. Look,
best time of my life.
Oh shit! Look at that.
Yeah. I remember when we tried to stop, that was like one of the hardest points, man. Like, we had a calendar, right?
Uh-huh.
And if you get a check mark, that means you did good. We would have check, and then the rest of the week, X. Like, so we like trying to stop. It was hard at first.
I feel like the elementary school, y'all getting A's and stuff. Like, well, you touched me on my booty today, Lo, so you can't get no check today.
as soon as we cuddle, she get pregnant.
So you guys don't have any kids? Or you have kids? Or
no.
Okay, so no kids. So if you don't mind me asking, how old are you guys?
24
and 23.
24 and 23. So what made you make the decision to become abstinent? And honestly, you ever did it in any other relationship?
I tried in other relationships, but it's very rare to find a woman who kind of agrees with you, especially in this day and age when people want to so freely use their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't work out in the last one. But when Z and I met, it was kind of like, I said it and she was like, said it too. And I was like, oh.
We on the same page.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't done it with a relationship. But it's like, it's always something I wanted to do, but I felt like I had to take a dude seriously before I even
Why did we decide to?
Yeah. Oh, why we decided? For spiritual reasons, really. We wanted God to bless our relationship. And we knew if we was, you know, out here doing what married people should be doing while we not married and we living together, we doing this, we was going to end up 1 year with, we was going to have a kid already.
And our arguments were getting too serious too back then. Yeah. Like, we were at, like
we was acting like a married couple. We was like way too deep. We was like, yo, we need to take this back 10 notches.
Yeah.
Calm down. I like you. I fuck with you. But like, we continue the way we're doing, we would have burnt out
really quickly.
Yeah.
Has it gotten easier or harder?
So much easier.
Oh, yeah. Easier.
Our relationship is, like, based off of communication now. Mm-hmm. Like, even before we came in here, we were talking about it because every single day, I don't know about you guys, but I know the relationships, like, you irritate each other. It kind of is what it is. And it's so much easier to be able to talk about it and be able to work because you start seeing each other for who you are, like, on a raw front, as opposed to, okay, you piss me off, cuss each other out, fuck. And then
everything cool, good,
huh?
Just because y'all
worked
it out.
Like nothing was resolved from this situation. All y'all do is
slap. Hey, look, I will say I've gotten plenty of arguments. You know, I'll be telling my homies about my arguments and stuff, and they be like, "Man, how your lady doing?" I'm like, "I don't know. We had sex last night, so I guess we good." I guess we all right. Shit, we back to normal. Shit, we
ain't right back to it.
Hey, for real, sex is that sign of agreement that y'all good.
It's like, that's the agree to disagree.
We straight.
And so I think it's important to, like, we are able to talk things out and, like, ain't no blinders. I'm not, even though she's beautiful and everything like that, it makes it easier because, one, you can also start seeing yourself better, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that self-reflection is important, especially if you were raised, for me and my household, with it's not always the best situations. You know, sometimes you promise yourself when you're a kid, I'm never gonna be like my parents, but you were raised with them for 18 years.
Yeah.
And so when you come out of that, guess what? The traits live with you. So that means if your mama was narcissistic, you got that trait in you. And you need to confront that and be able to see that. And stepping into a relationship, I feel like sex can muddle the waters. You're not able to really work on yourself the way you need to be able to be prepared for marriage.
Hey, I'm going to be real with you, man. I don't like anything that you're saying because it's starting to make sense. And I don't want it to. I do not want it. You're like, damn, this brother, this man is making a lot of sense.
Got me imagining my life without sex and shit.
I'm like, damn, like maybe sex is ruining my relationship. Shit. Hey, this podcast. That's why.
So many demons after we stopped having sex. We confronted so many stuff that, you know, normally you would just like push aside to side a relationship, stuff that only come out 3, 4, 5 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that shit came out immediately.
Mm.
So do y'all think once you start back having sex, the demons gonna come back out?
No. We heal from demons.
Okay.
Them demons, they passed up.
So, okay.
Because
I'm just saying though, like, you know, you
speak the truth, low.
Not like that. Not like Bobby, like,
boom. Your demons don't come back.
once we start having sex again, that's like a whole new adventure in marriage because we stop. And so I really have no idea what it's gonna be like once we become active again.
I know that one thing is,
I'm excited.
We'll be prepared.
Hey,
low. I will say this, it don't matter like what we arguing about, how long we've been arguing, how bad somebody did something, how bad somebody fucked up, we can talk that shit out.
Yeah.
Like, we can sit down, look each other in the eye, and come to an agreement. This is how I felt. This is what I didn't like about what you did. This is what I did. This is what I can change. And then move forward.
I just want to say this. So we had an episode with an addict on, and Lo, you sounding like an addict right now. I don't know. Once I start back using, I ain't going to be able to predict what happened.
And that's what I'm thinking, too. That's what I'm thinking, man. I promise you. I'm glad you said that because I was thinking along them lines. Like, you know, you say you stop using because I think sex can be a drug, man. Yeah. And it's like you stop using it. You said like it clouded your, it decluttered your mind, you know, when it comes to your relationship. And I'm thinking like, if you start having sex again, what's to stop it from cluttering that shit back up? Just because you're married?
Go ahead. Sorry, I'm gonna cut you off.
No, that was it. That was it. I just said just because you're married.
I think the long years now, like 4 years of discipline, because now it's like not even a second thought. It's second nature for us to not have sex in our marriage and find intimacy through other platforms. And so even though it's belittled to us now, we didn't even expect that video to go viral. In our subconscious, it's building up self-discipline. And so in my mind, I think, okay, once we get married, especially if we do it for God to bless our relationship, he's going to continue to bless our relationship and may my heart and my mind so that I could bring my goal. I ain't gonna lie, I want to be famous. I want to bring that wealth to my family.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. And I feel like these are the steps to get there. And I believe that God blesses that once you are faithful. And I don't mean that in like a controlled Christian perspective. I kind of just mean like he's a father who gives gifts. And so
let me ask you this, like, though. Huh? I hated to cut y'all, but you said this like a couple of times, and I got to ask you. So do you think, I had two questions. One, first question is to fuck with you. So do you think like other people's relationships aren't blessed or improper?
Nah.
Okay. So you're not judgmental Christians. I respect
that. Just whatever works blessed. For you is what you're saying.
I respect
that.
Yeah, we do what works for us.
This is what works for us. I know for me, because this is how I was raised. And this is, well, not how I was raised. This is what I came to truth as, because I question everything. So this is how I came to truth. And so I know, because it's conviction for me, if I don't follow through with it, then I feel like I'm guilty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, too.
Because that's my personal conviction. But if somebody else is different, like say you're in a relationship and you have any fucking, but your biggest struggle is that you got a problem with gambling. And so you need to confront that first.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, or you just need to learn how to love yourself first, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody has their own convictions at different times. That's not for me. I'm just talking about for myself and for our relationship.
Yeah.
So, and you guys aren't judgmental, but people are. So how does this, your abstinence, affect like your friendship? Because one thing that's just always holds true is if you're around people who are bad influences, how does that affect your guys' abstinence, and or how has it affected your friendships around you and their opinions?
Yeah, because when you get rid of, if you're an addict, they always tell you when you go back out into the world, you can't hang out with them people. So like if you used to drink a whole lot, you don't want to go back to your drinking friends, and you used to snort coke, you don't want to go back to your cokehead friends. So do y'all be like,
well,
if y'all
sex as like a negative thing. Like,
no.
We don't see sex as a negative
thing. No.
It was never a negative thing in our relationship. All it was something that clouded our judgment when we tried to fix problems.
You're correct.
That's all that was.
Yeah, okay. And I got that and I respect it, but what we're saying is just that you guys have your view of it and you guys have your view of your life. I know I have friends who are vegan and their family are telling them right now, that ain't nothing but the devil. Why the hell are you doing that shit? You know what I'm saying? Because it's real. Whenever
I've
something
heard
is
that
different.
Shit before.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, something is different. Like, oh, like to be honest, we're having this conversation on the podcast, but to be real with you, one of my homies came, sat down with me and we're like, yeah, man, I'm about to be absent. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro?
especially all right, so I'm gonna go ahead and say this, especially because both of you guys are attractive.
Yeah,
both of you, you're a handsome dude, you're a beautiful woman, so most, look at her, she's so funny. But what happens is people want to act like it's like why why something wrong with you?
Yeah,
I will say, no, for real, something wrong with y'all.
Yeah, and that's what I'm asking. Yeah,
but I would say like the people we hang around, they all support us. Like
gotcha.
People
okay.
who are in our immediate vicinity, they support us in whatever we do, you know. And I'm not necessarily living together because, like, I know, you know, his family, like, oh, y'all shouldn't be living together.
Right.
Yeah. But I'll say like what y'all talking about is a lot of flack we get like online once we decided to post about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we receive from online, but what we receive online does not come into our household. That doesn't come into our relationship at all.
And that's not even our focus with our friends anyway. Like usually our talk with our closest friends, like my closest friend, even though we can argue, we can bicker and everything like that, same thing with her, like it's brother and sister. So we're becoming advisors for each other as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not, hey bro, let's go get some pussy tonight. Like those are the people that I surround myself with anyway.
Yeah.
That, I'm trying to, again, my mind is always on next level. Like, same thing with you guys hustling for your podcast, next level. There's other things to focus about as opposed to sex, which is what crazy. Why is that the biggest thing on people's minds?
Hey,
like,
the crazy.
We were actually confused when it went viral because it's like it became so regular for us and it's so normal to us.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, y'all really give a fuck about sex that much?
But see, what the thing is that it's just different.
Yeah.
So when you say something different, like, all right, so me and Mel both eat meat. Pause.
Why are you gay?
nigga, you gay.
But look, we both eat cow. You know what the fuck
we're
I'm trying to
boys.
Say?
We both carnivores.
God damn it. What I'm saying, though, we would never sit around and talk about, oh yeah, you eat steak. We just constantly start talking about it. But as soon as somebody comes in that circle and says, hey, I don't eat red meat. He like, oh, well, why? You know, he want to know why. Mm-hmm. And then that becomes a topic of conversation. So yep. I understand right. why it went viral because it's something different. But I respect it. I think, bro, when I say you broke that shit down and you made this shit sound, mm-hmm. look, I'm going to have to just erase that shit from my mind because it sounded so good. You know what I'm saying? Because it made perfect sense. Like, goddamn, that shit clouded my judgment. I'm like, my whole life has been about getting pussy. Like, it literally has. Like, most.
It's real.
And let's talk about that. As a black man in America, I'm not sure how y'all was raised, but most of me and my friends were all raised on the one thing you got to do in life is get some pussy. That has been drilled into our heads by media, by videos, by your big brother,
music videos,
music videos, the magazines. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, they used to have, they got Playgirl magazines, but I don't know girls that were sneaking around with Playgirl magazines and shit. That's a boy thing. Yeah. I used to have like the centerfold cutouts and shit, and we'd be trading them at school. Our whole being is to get pussy. That's right. And now that you say that, I mean, I've thought about that before, but just thinking about it is like, that is one thing that's probably stopped.
Proof of concept is better. Like, we thought about it, but we have a proof of concept.
Yeah. And that makes perfect sense to me. Mm-hmm. And I really, you know what I'm saying? I don't know y'all fully, but I love y'all fucking relationship at this point.
Thank you, brother.
I love this shit.
To go deeper than what you said, I think it's deeper than that. It's your whole thing is to get pussy. And the thing is, and if you don't get pussy, then you square, yep. nigga.
Man.
You ain't shit. You lesser than. Yeah. And it's more than just you have to get it. It's, and if you don't get
yep.
it.
We had a past episode. Remember we talked about these, like, as black guys, like one thing that I've always been able to relate with other guys on. I've literally had full blown conversations turned to friendships from starting off looking at a female ass, look up and lock eyes with another fella and be like, you seen that?
I seen it. Right. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
What's good, man? You coming often? Yeah, boy, I be having some hoes up here, dog. I be here every Wednesday. Wednesday the best night.
Everybody, you catch somebody looking at it, making eyes like looking at each other.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've made friends off that, bro. And it's just like to what Darius said, you know. And me and Darius complained about this. We just wish that there was more, and that's sports, but there's more than women in sports that universally men can relate to. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've had, me and Darius now, once we're friends, we've had deep conversations about all sorts of shit. You guys hang around us. I remember one time we was at a restaurant and we just started arguing about fucking the difference between rinsing and washing your hands. Like, we literally have deep at, and it was deep to us, but it was deep as random as conversations. Right. Like, another time we talked about how the difference between how math processes in our heads whenever you subtract, I don't know, 13 minus 5. So once you have that rapport, you can have those conversations, but just universally, like, and that's this common, and this is something that I've been working on, but in the world I live in, I meet random people, and the first thing is like, hey, you watch sports? It's like, and me personally, I don't really watch sports. The next thing they say is,
you get bitches?
Hey. Yeah, you got some hoes up here, huh? And you know how dudes, you got some hoes up here, huh? And they look at your response.
Hey, niggas in certain schools and places yep. and stuff are only, well, I didn't say they only friends, but they become friends off based on who get bitches at schools.
Like, or they become enemies.
If you...
You get too many bitches.
Yeah, you get too many. Or we just join forces. You know what I'm saying? So, I think that they're removing sex
mm-hmm.
from conversations with kids. You know what? I will not have that conversation with kids these days. I'm gonna tell y'all one thing that my uncles, my big cousins, my dad, every older man that I've ever met in my life, they always had conversations with me about getting sex. And we need to stop that shit as adult men. We gotta stop that shit.
I disagree. I think the issue is that
not safe sex. I'm talking about just go out there. Like, these things you tell me to go out there and like, hey, you see that girl right there? Boy, you ain't talking to that boy. If I was your age, stop that shit.
I had my father told me when I was dating girls like to go have sex more and get it out of my system.
Yep, I've heard that before too. Get it out your system. Yeah,
it does not. If you, bro, as soon as you start getting in there, you ain't gonna want to.
Like Pringles,
like, hey, look. More bodies that you line up and put inside of your arsenal, it becomes harder and harder.
Hey, brother, you might want to calm that excitement down. You might want to calm that excitement down, brother. You talking like an addict, brother.
But it's real. I'm fucking with you.
That would be the equivalent of telling somebody, hey, go smoke as much crack as you can to get it out your system. Get it out your system. And then come on back to the real world. And that's how you had crack.
You ain't going nowhere,
man. But Lo, you right, though, man. I've heard that before, too. Just get it out your system. Do it as much as you can. Get it out your system.
My dad would tell me to go fuck them all like Pokemon, like, man, go catch them all. And I know y'all laughing, but this is a serious, this happened in life. My dad told me, go fuck them all as many as you can. That's not no, if I was like 12, nigga.
Are you talking like right now? Just go ahead and start?
Just start. I was 12. Nah. I started having sex when I was 11.
Hmm. Oh my God.
I should not have been.
So I did everything. I was one of those guys who was like,
don't side eye him, Z. Look straight, Z.
You know what I mean? And then after a while, when I ended up losing my virginity in college, then I started going a little more wild. But it was never something that I could continue to do because one, I guess I'm a mama's boy, mm-hmm. and so knowing that. You could break, especially like women, like you could break their heart and set them up mentally for failure for a long time. That becomes hard to swallow, especially when you deal with trauma of your own. If you ever been in this relationship, like to know that you're about to fuck somebody up right now, like you're about to make that decision. So fuck, go talk. You know what I mean?
Damn,
like,
boy, you make a lot of sense today, boy.
Hey, I disagree with that.
Huh?
I disagree with that one. Not the abusive part. The heartbreaking part. Not, I don't agree. No physical or mental abuse. And I truly understand like how little things can be abuse. I ain't talking about that. But man, you get your heart broke. That's your. It's not your fault. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm not saying it's your fault. And it's for men or women. But to keep carrying that to more relationships, like you said, oh, you can fuck them up for long periods of their life. To keep carrying that to more relationships. That's on you, and you gotta, that's on you, and you gotta heal from that trauma. And it's not fair to that next person to have to deal with your past experiences. Like, it's not fair to me, and I really don't like that argument from men or women.
I think your mindset's in a different place with mm-hmm. that because you have that self awareness to be able to say that when some black men don't have that.
And I understand that too.
Mm-hmm. I think the bigger thing is that what he kind of saying is that it makes you second guess like putting that hurt on somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Okay. It makes you second guess like hurting somebody. It's like, damn, I know I'm out here living foul. Maybe I should dial it back because I know the type of trauma that this could cause this person.
You said so dial it right. back, not stop. That nigga dial said, it back. I won't fuck 3 bitches a week. Just one.
Well, I mean, like, hey, look, I'm gonna tell you, recycling. if you recycle, you know, we don't recycle everything, but I'm just doing my part. I may throw like, if I throw, look, I'm drinking 10 bottles of water a week. If I recycle 8, I think I'm still doing a good job for the community, for the world. I'm doing my part.
So as long as you throw 2 of them back, huh?
As long as I throw 2 of them back.
Oh my God.
Saying, for real though. But I do get what you're saying.
Though. I get what
you're like, saying. Once you know the type of pain, because you know what? We doing that stuff mindlessly. You know what I'm saying?
It's exactly.
Like manipulators, and they could be men or women. If you're manipulating somebody, you think you're just doing something just so harmless. I'm just fucking this girl.
Victimless crime.
And she going on about her business. And you know what I'm saying? Like you said, like, oh, she should get over it. But some people don't. And you knew what you were doing when you did it.
Yeah.
So once you become self-aware to not do it, then it helps somebody out, you know, in the long run. So I get that and I respect that. So, yeah.
But I will say one addition to that is that I don't like whenever people reach their self-awareness because of that person's relationship to them. So like your self-awareness to women and women emotions or significant other emotions comes from you having a significant other and not wanting to hurt that person's feeling. Or if men, I hear this a lot from men, you having a daughter And now you understand women are fragile beings because you have a daughter. And I just think that you still have some healing to do. because your understanding and emotional ties are purely based off of what a person's relationship is to you and not really about respecting people as individuals.
Right.
That's but all right, man, we running up on our time, so I just got one last question about this abstinence part. We're going back to that.
What's up?
So y'all abstinence in your relationship, but I mean, would you reach the same result if like you still fucked other people, but you just didn't fuck each other?
So we had an open relationship for a bit.
She pushed in with it, man.
We was with other people. We wasn't with each other though. We were still abstinent with each other.
We were
out there on
the streets.
Yeah.
For like 8 months.
Oh, y'all serious?
Yeah.
That's serious.
Okay.
Oh, how was it? Okay, let's talk. Okay.
Man.
I was having the time of my life.
Hey, I don't know. We gotta get them. We gotta separate them.
Right. Like, make sure they gonna tell your time.
No. Go ahead, Sheer. You say you tell me like what's up.
When we got into a relationship, we was young, and it was like, mm-hmm. Is this really something serious? You know, we going in so hard, we going in so deep. Let's just, you know, let's fill out the rest of the world first. So
I respect that. Who idea was this?
It was a mutual.
Stop with that mutual shit. It's never somebody has to bring it up.
It's like I could have been the one to bring it up. He's like, damn, I'm glad you said that shit.
But who brought it up then? Who brought it up?
Who brought up the open relationship?
I know I brought it up the second time. We did it for our first time.
I brought it up.
There we go. Okay.
I remember I brought it up once.
No, because I remember this is when I first started getting some real money, and I was really just, you started looking at him.
Come on with it.
Hey. Hey, Lo, you was looking real replaceable, Lo. You was looking real replaceable.
The part I realized where it was too far. Like, it was fun, and it was good for that time because we were, like I said, we were really young. But when I ended up having this threesome with a married couple and ended up drunk, passed out, and laying in my throat on the floor. And when I woke up, I was like, oh, you done got too far. Like,
that sound like a good ass time, bro.
Well, keep going.
That was it. And that's when I realized, like, after that, that's when I started really kind of reassessing. And even when it came to other girls, like, I was trying to figure out what I was doing it for. Like, seeing our best friends, and mm-hmm. So the other girls, like I said, it was just pussy. And for me, I know not all pussy smells the same, but I do think kind of like in my mind that all pussy is the same anyway. It's not, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
And so the fact of losing her for just some random pussy just started not making sense in my brain. And in my heart, it kind of like just started changing towards, I don't really need this. Like, what am I really doing this for?
Hey, and the words of the great Kanye West, one good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Go ahead, brother, man.
I just want to say this. I got two things to say about your story. So, one, your story, brother, sounds like an addict. But anyway. but anyway, so.
What'd you say, man?
That's suspicious.
So back to what you were saying. So y'all stopped the open relationship after that night?
No.
Oh, okay. Because from how you look,
that's when he realized. You know, you realize you got a problem sometimes when you smoke crack. If you're smoking crack, and you like, I got a problem. It's a while before you actually go seek help.
I can't remember the second part of my question. All I was saying is I was hoping that it was also mutual to stop the open relationship, and that, I mean, at the end of the day, you guys both have to be on the same page. But as men, or I'm gonna be misogynist, as men, I was hoping that, you know, you didn't enter that open relationship and realize, god damn, this is too much for me, and you had to back out. So now Z got to back out too, and Z, like, she's, I was having the time of my fucking life.
I was having time in my life. But it was like, I think he slowed down a lot quicker than I slowed down. Mm. But it was like, you know, once we entered the open relationship, we were no longer, I guess, quote unquote, girlfriend and boyfriend.
Gotcha.
but we were still living together. We were still best friends. So we were like still together, but we wasn't like together with each other. That makes sense. It wasn't until he looked at me again and be like, all right, I'm back serious with this relationship. Mm. Be my girlfriend. This is what I'm working towards, X, Y, and Z. So it was like when he said that, that's what stopped everything else.
That's when I made the decision too. Like, I feel like, again, when it comes to knowing women.
But that was a long time after that.
Yeah. and not being toxic, like, you got to know the steps where you're going to go. Like, if I'm asking you to be my girlfriend, that means the next step after that is I'm thinking towards marriage. Like, this is a testing period for both of us, and I'm thinking towards marriage. So we didn't date for the first 7 months because I just wanted us to get to know each other, even though we were living together.
Hey, look, that's
City Boys up.
City Boys is up. And that's one of them crazy situations that you tell a girl, like, this ain't really my girl. We just live together. And then,
that's how it was, though.
But he was telling the truth, nigga. You want a few niggas that was telling the truth, nigga. Shit. Look,
he was telling the truth.
I keep it real.
I wasn't his girl, but we were still living together.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man.
Oh, man.
So, hey, look, I don't know if you actually, you know, I stepped away for a little second.
Do you think?
It's no sex. Just no sex.
I was going to ask that anyway.
Does that count oral sex?
Yeah, that counts.
We don't kiss on lips. We still kiss on the cheek or something.
But
we don't have sexual.
I got more questions.
Okay, is there some masturbation going on? Heavy masturbation?
By myself.
Yeah. Not her doing it because I feel like that
makes
too much.
Yeah, we do our own thing in the
corner. All right. Like, you know.
Yeah.
even with that, like, we talked about, like, not watching porn. I don't believe masturbation, bro. I feel like, you know, like, some niggas, they'll go beat they meat with their hem still on, the pants still on. You don't even get to enjoy it. You know what I mean? So, I feel like you gotta learn how to have that self-pleasure with yourself and, like, set time aside. It's about being intentional.
So you be like candles and shit.
Now I got a bigger question. So you be jacking off without porn.
With his own brain.
With your mind. Yes. Boy, you a special kind of addict, man. He'd be like, look, you been there being meditating and shit.
That's how it is.
I love y'all, man.
How many bedrooms is your apartment?
Like, I busted like 4 times that time. That thing was crazy.
I swear to God, I love y'all, man. We got to keep in touch.
I feel like they got a masturbation room in their apartment. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Like, you coming up on that time now, nigga? Look.
Right.
They got candles and shit. They got the aromatherapy.
Hour at a time, brother. Hour at a time.
I love it, man.
Hey, that shit funny, man.
You got any more questions?
And I think really, though, that's what happened in the beginning. We both realized we were very, like, sexual people. And we were, like, very, like, we just not the average sexual experience people. And when we realized that about each other, it was like, you can't just have that with anyone. We had to make sure, you know, who you having just this amazing sexual experience with is with
now,
for real. And not somebody that's just going to have this amazing time with them 2 years ago.
Y'all look like y'all have a lot of fun as a couple. And I really love that. Y'all look like y'all bonding. Y'all, man. Y'all don't look like these hateful people that everybody, the internet has painted y'all to be. You don't seem like a crazy man. You don't seem like a stupid bitch. But they call both of y'all. Y'all seem wonderful. Now, with that being said, y'all look like y'all have a lot of fun. Do y'all tease each other and, like, make jokes about it? Like, you pop out the shower and be like, you wish you could have some of this pussy. Don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. I did the day yesterday.
That shit funny as hell. That shit funny.
Damn.
How about put a pull-up bar, mom?
You wish you could have some of this dick, girl.
You got pull-up bar
for me, ain't
though.
Oh, shit. I just want to leave on some bullshit. One more piece of bullshit. Earlier you said it was hard to find, like, other women to be celibate with because the women would be like, ugh, no, never that. a few podcasts ago, I talked about like how men have this idea that women are so pure. They're just as nasty and freaky as us. So,
so I agree, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Actually, even back in the day, because when I talked to my grandma, and I don't know why she tells me about it now. But my grandma be keeping it real about the books that she be listening to about how they been.
The Zane.
Grandma, I gotta go with him whenever we go visit.
Women are freaky too. They just used to be more low key, but now because of Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki, everybody's out. Mm-hmm. And you know, I support women empowerment, and I support being okay with who you are sexually. But I do believe that there's more to a foundation of a relationship outside of just clapping.
Yeah,
clapping cheeks.
I agree, man.
I agree too, not man. You guys have been amazing. I really hate that we got to end, but you guys are amazing. It's been great having you on. I appreciate you guys so much with your patience with me, for coming on to the show. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing time. It's been funny as hell. Z, you funny as hell. Lo, you guys are funny as hell. And I see you guys are kind of doing like a social media. You guys are growing your social media base. Now, I hate to say kind of as if it's small or minute, but you guys are growing your social media base. So I just want to make sure that our followers, please follow. I only have Lowe's tag, Z, so I'm gonna let you guys say your tag. So our followers, please go follow these guys. They are funny as hell.
Too. I just followed you, Lowe.
Thank you. I'll hit you right. I'm on my phone right now.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Look. And then you can say yours. I'm gonna go follow you too.
Yeah, what's your Z?
Oh, it's big.daddy.zack.
Big Daddy Zack.
But I appreciate. I do want to say I appreciate you guys too. Like, this has been y'all conversation. Y'all are so real.
Yeah, y'all like, are fun. I like
this. This was a lot of fun, y'all. Thank you guys. I appreciate the communication. Like, we had back and forth on email for a little bit. You know, like that's emails. Kind of, I feel like I was looking up like email anxiety today. Like when it takes time to respond to emails, mm-hmm. when you have other things on your plate. You know what I mean? So I appreciate the back and forth. I'm glad that we got to be out here.
Definitely,
you and Darius are dope.
Definitely, man. I appreciate both of y'all, man. I really love y'all relationship. Mm-hmm. I love how much fun y'all have. I love that y'all building towards something, you know, greatness. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, I feel like y'all relationship is only going to get better from this point on.
In Jesus' name. I love it.
Man, like,
after
real,
you guys
real.
Get married and once y'all jump back on that wagon, y'all got to come back on.
Come back
on. How long until you guys are getting married?
You said May 8th, right?
May 8th, 2022.
So once y'all get married, y'all have that honeymoon and y'all go pop, pop. Come on back.
I want to know like 3 months after, because I want to know how life has been different. Low gonna have grays. But all right then, that's about it for this episode. D, you got anything else?
That's it, man. I just want to say thank y'all, man. I really hate that we got to cut this episode short.
I know, right?
I really wish we could talk all goddamn night, but I really appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, because usually, I don't know if y'all check this out, man. Usually we have three-hour podcasts and we just be talking shit.
Yeah, dude, I was checking. I was like, y'all get into some deep, but that's because y'all so lively, man. I'm serious.
Thank you.
We try to keep it light, man. We try to keep it live. We try to have a good time, man. We like talking to people like real people and shit.
Yep.
And y'all, you know.
Easy talking to y'all.
Yeah, you can tell y'all talk, man. We're like, I would definitely be like on the triple date with your motherfuckers. That'd be a good ass time, man. Yeah. Wait, where y'all live at? Y'all live in North Carolina?
Huntsville.
Alabama.
Okay. Yeah, the number was from North Carolina. We're in Michigan.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if y'all ever in Chicago, in Chicago, Detroit, hit us up. Either way, it's 2 hours from us. So seriously, whenever people out here, man, we try to get out and meet them. So if y'all ever in Chicago, Detroit area, reach out to us and just let us know.
I have a homegirl that lives in Chicago. We be messing up the city sometimes. So I let y'all know.
Hey, turn it up, man.
Yep.
But yeah, man, y'all be smooth, man. Y'all have a good night, man.
Before we go, though, the guests got a freestyle out, so y'all pick which one, or y'all could tag team.
Yeah, y'all got a freestyle out. Yeah. I forgot to tell y'all.
We got a freestyle out.
Yeah, y'all got a freestyle out. Whatever y'all think is bad, listen here. We have guests from all over.
We want him to freestyle.
Whatever y'all think is bad, we've heard worse. So just freestyle to the best of your abilities is always fun. Yeah, we got the same beat you heard on the intro. The one you was vibing to.
That thing was fun.
Don't do it intentionally, babe.
I don't even know where to start. I need three words. Give me three words first so I can.
Life is a jungle.
Life is a jungle.
Life is a jungle.
Life is a jungle. Hey, yeah. I want to say this right here, man. Shout out to motherfucking Deluxe Beard Oil.
Yep.
Beard Oil. I've been keeping my shit all glistening. I ain't do it today because I had a hangover this morning, but. Yeah, that's a different story.
Respect.
But I had a good time last night. But yeah, man.
Shout out to Bougie Wick Candles, man. Keeping my house smelling sexy.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to have to send you that candle link. You tell me you like candles. I got a homegirl, some black owned candles. She do some real nice candles. Set that mood real nice and whatever mood you need, brother.
Mm-hmm. And then
make Mind Freak by Lo the Ninja.
Right. Hey, you hear me? And shout out to Prince Drive, man. Prince Drive is the person that made the, that's my little cousin. He made the intro, the outro. So, yeah, man, he do some good shit, man. So, follow him on all platforms where you stream music. Prince motherfucking Drive. And we're finna set this this song. Are y'all ready? You ready?
As ready as it won't be.
It's finna come out. All right. I'm gonna cut it down a little bit once it started.
What the hell? Darius, Mel.
Life is a jungle, the jungle is hell. I'm ringing the bell.
Okay.
The jungle is hell. The jungle is hell. Jail. Life is a jungle, the jungle is hell.
Keep going.
Thank you. Thank you guys, man. It's been an amazing show. You guys are a beautiful couple, a beautiful black couple that still believe in marriage. Let's get it. So we look forward to hearing more from y'all. We look forward to seeing you guys back. Thank you again for coming on.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Appreciate you guys.
No problem. Right,
y'all have a good night.
We gotta ask them for a bio.
Oh yeah, we still going. We still recording.
Oh, they still on? Cause I left.
Oh no, nah, we good. Hey, wait for the beat to drop one more time.